Don't worry, Tim will be back. In the meantime, Jack and Jess on K-Rock 955.
And Jack, I thought I'd put you to the test today because we had an opportunity to go out and do something pretty cool. And usually, Tim and I would go out and do something like this together. But I thought, as you're new to radio, let me send you out on a little excursion. See how you do in a sink or swim situation. This is like me throwing you into the pool.
Dare I
and
say,
seeing if you drown.
It was a bit of a hazing, really.
It honestly was a little bit.
But it was an amazing experience to go down to the redeveloped Geelong Arts Centre. It was beautiful.
Incredible. After 4 years, it's finally looking very schmick, I hear.
Yeah, they spent $140 million.
Wow.
State government backed, and it's the largest regional arts centre in the country.
I'm very excited. I'm going to see a musical, Priscilla musical, there in a couple of weeks.
Nice.
Very excited. Really want to check out the toilets. Apparently the toilets redevelopment has been amazing.
Well, what caught my eye were the lifts.
Yeah.
The lifts are stunning.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to check it out for yourself. They're doing a bit of a kind of a launch this weekend.
Yeah, there's a festival of sorts. Lots of great performers. Next Sunday, Missy Higgins is playing. That's sold out. Everything's sold out, but keep your eyes peeled.
Well, I did send you down. You've come back with a lot of audio, to be honest.
Yeah.
This one was before you even arrived?
I wasn't really sure what to do. So I started recording as soon as I left the door.
Okay, let's have a listen.
All right, g'day guys. This is Jack from K-Rock. I'm just in the lift. My mission is, I guess my mission's begun. And I'm consulting maps. I think the nerves are setting in. It's a 3-minute drive or a 6-minute walk. I'm feeling the pressure a little bit, so I think I am going to do the 3-minute drive.
Smart.
Anyway, nobody asked me for this level of detail, but that's what I'm providing. Oh, I haven't even pressed ground on the... I've just been sitting on level one. I didn't even press the button on the lift. All right, this is... Honestly, that is a bad start.
Yes, and it was a bad start. Yes, but I do need to commend myself, my past self, because it was the right call to drive, as it turned out.
The next bit of audio you've given me just says arriving, so that's concerning.
Holy moly, guys. I've just locked eyes on Dil Rook, Jessica Malboy and Dave Thornton.
Oi.
I've seen them. Mm-hmm. They've no doubt seen me too. I'm just parking the car now because we've got some absolute superstars in the mix. I reckon I'm just going to go straight up, grab the bull by the horns. After I nail this reverse park,
Yep.
And all right, Sonia.
Okay, great.
It was nailed. The reverse park was wonderful. But when I did say grab the bull by the horns, what happened was there was a bit of milling about.
Sure.
There were a lot of kind of dignitaries and various...
Did you wish you had worn like a kind of a tie and a shirt
situation? No, not at all. Not at all. I did... There was an air of seriousness that I probably should have been prepared for, though.
Well, your first chat was with Dave Thornton. Local boy and Dil Rook Jaisinghe.
And can I just tell you, they were walking up the stairs and
I just chased them.
I ran after them
I'm expecting a bit of chaotic energy there.
I chased them down. Current
hey, my guys, do you reckon we can ask you a couple of questions on K-Rock, the radio station here?
Sure, mate.
We can walk a chat. You know, what do you know about K-Rock?
What do you mean? I grew up in Geelong.
You're Geelong born and bred.
Mate, 100%. I could tell you something about K-Rock. What do you want to know?
Because I've recently moved down to Janjuk.
Oh, yeah. Good old Juk. Yeah, Bird Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, happy days.
The surf spot or the bar?
Well, I mean, I used to go to the surf spot.
Because that bar, well, the current bar, right?
Habs.
It's relatively tame, but it sounds like Bird Rock of old used to be absolutely off its nana.
Yeah, it used to get pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
How many of your stories can we actually talk about that can go to K-Rock? Yeah.
At this point in time?
Yes.
Well, you have to talk to my legal team before any more stories go.
What time does it go to air?
We love like poo and wee gear. Like that's our absolute sweet spot.
Do you want to come around and change one of my kids' nappies?
I've got my own kids' nappy to change. So it's a show tomorrow night?
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
What are you going to do?
Down to business here, Jess.
Okay.
Well, actually, fun enough, I'm going to be part of the opening ceremony tonight. And then we have our show together tomorrow with Lizzie Hu.
Yep.
So that's probably
more of a... Love Lizzie Hu. Yeah. She's, have you been paying attention? Favorite of mine.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, her and Denise.
Yeah, awesome. So that's tomorrow. That'll be a regular comedy gig. So be heaps of fun. Sold out, though. So sorry to the listeners. You missed out.
yeah. he's going to have this poos and wees gang on K-Rock. Yeah.
And the people love it. No, thank you very much. This is my first time leaving the station to do something. So this is legitimised.
Is this your first OB?
This is legitimate. Yes. Yeah, the OB. That's the term they were saying at me. Yeah, this is my first OB and this has legitimised it.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. I'm honoured to be your first OB interview.
Can I ask one more question?
Well, you did.
Right.
That was a question.
I feel like the intros you guys got, it was like light on with the intros. It was some really big, big sort of Rachel Griffiths and they were saying all the big stuff. And then they just said comedians, Dilruk.
Well, the names speak for itself, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, that's
like you hear Dilruk, you know you're getting.
I just thought they could have put a reach into the sack. Yeah.
Why would you keep going?
Yeah.
It's not the fact that most people can't pronounce his last name.
Yeah. Schwarzenegger?
Thank you, guys.
Dil the funny guy.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Cheers, brother. What was your name,
mate? Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
Nice to meet you. Yep, two of my new friends.
Hey!
I did find that once I'd kind of got to the starting line.
Yes.
I didn't know what to say to
them,
really. Sure,
you ran out of questions.
I didn't have any.
Okay, great.
I didn't start with any.
Well, I can't wait to see what you did to Jess Malboy then.
This was big.
Well, let's go to a bit of Post Malone up next. And then on the other side of that, we'll hear from Jess Malboy. Hopefully she sang for you. Usually she sings in most interviews. Let's find out.
We miss you, Tim. Your big new dad, you. Jack and Jess for the drive home. And Tim returns soon on K-Rock.
Tim and Jess driving you home with Jack filling in for Tim. Jack, I sent you on a mission today to head out to the opening, the grand reveal of the Geelong Arts Centre.
Yes, 4 years in the making and they just wanted the cream of the crop journalists there.
Absolutely. That's why we sent you down.
Yeah. And
it was definitely not a hazing ritual. No, I sent you down with a nice microphone. You harassed Dave Thornton and Dilruk Jaisinghe with some great questions.
Yeah.
Were you more prepared for Jess Malboy or more intimidated because she's so incredible to talk to?
Same amount of preparation in that it was nil, but more nervous because she's a superstar. But she, you have to have a listen, she was just so
she was raving lovely. About the Geelong Arts Centre.
She was, really smitten by how it looked and she talks about that in the interview, but this was a highlight.
So nice to meet you.
Lovely to meet you.
Thanks for having a quick chat.
Oh, honestly, thank you for having me. I'm so, still buzzing.
True.
I'm here.
It's
you know?
A beautiful spot, huh?
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, knowing how it's been fabricated in terms of what it means, the layers of all the different spaces of who's been there and where that story's come from. It's so exciting. I can't imagine when mob come here or just anyone, the public get to experience the soul and the spirit of this place, you know, and you know, particularly the creatives and the everyone behind it, I think has been very exciting and you can feel the buzz. So
did you've performed already once, right?
I'll be performing tomorrow night.
True.
And so it'll be the Story House.
Yep.
And Tara created, she's obviously done her design in there, so I'm looking forward to actually meeting her and just celebrating her and her bravery of bringing that story to life and incorporating her style and her mob, her tribe.
Just done a song with Jason Derulo.
Yeah.
does he say Jason Derulo during?
He doesn't.
Did he try and sneak it in?
I was trying to sneak it in. I was encouraging the idea. I was like, Jason Derulo. And he's like, Jess. Jess.
Man.
Yeah, no. It's been awesome to have him be a part of the song.
And,
when I first played it to him and it was literally behind the scenes, we weren't filming anything, having a break. And I think I remember a day before Rita showing some stuff to Guy and I just imagined, oh, I'm going to do that. I just finished, recording a whole bunch of things and, decided I'm going to make the most of this. I'll just see what he says, what he says about my music.
Say no.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But just to kind of get a feel of if he likes my music or not.
Yeah.
And no one had heard it actually. I just finished writing some of the stuff, and Give You Love was one of them. And having seen his more of his vulnerability side through the show, I was like, oh no, he's got a big heart. This fella's he's got a depth, he's got depthness to him and his stories. And so putting that one, playing that one first, the first thing he said was you sound like you've lived. Sorry, that's the worst imitation of him. But he, it was probably
that's
the most amazing. thing someone, that you know, anyone said about my music, and I really took that to heart. And for I was like, well, hey, do you want to be a part of it? And I was just joking. It was like, you know, just mucking around. And he was like, ah, oh, are you for real? I was like, yes. I was thinking about putting somebody on it. He was like, no, for real? In 2 days, he had it down.
2 days. Imagine just walking in. The amount of name dropping she did in that. Did you help her collect all the names afterwards?
Well, the funny thing is, I was so nervous. And then when she said Guy and the other person.
And Rita. Rita Ora.
Right. I didn't, it didn't click that it was Guy Sebastian.
Sure. But
it was only when I got back here and I was like, you listen to it. You're like, oh, it's Guy Sebastian. But guys, forget about the music. The handshake.
Oh,
at the end of the
you
interview.
Got a cool handshake from Jess Malwick?
We did the whole thing. We shook hands. It like turned into half a hug. It was, that was probably the highlight of the interview. And it doesn't translate to radio.
Yeah.
You couldn't see it. You can't hear it.
Jack, honestly, A+, my friend. Well done. Yeah, I'm going to send you out for more expeditions.
They're the most famous people I've ever spoken to.
Hey, you speak to me every day.
Yep. We miss you.
While Tim takes a break, Jack joins Jess for the drive home on K-Rock 955.
And Jack, I've got my 5-year anniversary coming up with my fiance in just a couple weeks' time. And so we had this conversation. We sat down the other day. We've been planning our first overseas trip to Japan together. We're leaving pretty much the week after our anniversary. So we sat down and my fiance said to me, cool, so are we doing gifts or is Japan our gift to one another? And I went, we're spending a lot of money on Japan, so that'll be our gift to one another. No gifts. 5-year anniversary, no gifts.
Sure.
But does no gifts really mean no gift?
Yeah, it is a good question. I mean,
because like I'm going to feel like an a-hole if he ends up getting me like a bouquet of flowers or a card or something and I've gotten him nothing.
Flowers don't really feel like a gift.
That's you
like
don't a, think they count?
Flowers are a gesture.
But see, then if I anticipate him getting me something small, a gesture, and I don't reciprocate with a gesture, again, I'm the a-hole.
No,
So there's no winning in this scenario.
I feel like if you receive a gesture and you don't gift a gesture, I think that's okay.
That's totally fine.
That's just a gesture.
Okay.
But if he gives you a prezi, like a full-blown prezi, and you don't have anything in return, that, you know, everyone's going to feel that in the room. There's just going to be an air like, of, you know,
should I get a gift just in case, like in anticipation of like, and just kind of go with the vibe?
Well, I mean, if he got you flowers, what's an equivalent gesture?
Oh, see, what are you, what's the male equivalent of flowers? This is what I mean.
Are you getting him a pack of Hubba Bubba and a gold pen?
Is that the male equivalent of flowers?
you know what? A couple of scratchies.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, see, then I have a whole thing about gifting people like scratchies because in case they win, then I feel entitled to some of their gifts.
Okay, then give him a scratchy with a contract. Your terms.
52232955. When you say no gifts, does that mean no gifts?
Yeah.
Or do I still need to get just a little something something on the side? Or like, should I be expecting a little something something on the side?
Or what about a gesture?
if you've got some suggestions of some gestures that I can give to my fiance, amazing. 52232955. When you say no gifts, does it mean no gifts at all?
Even though Tim's off becoming a new dad, he's here in spirit.
Oh my actual
Jack and Jess for the drive home on K Rock.
We got Luke from Geelong on the phone. Luke, let us know. What do you reckon? Should I be getting a gift? Even though I've been told?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Yeah, especially for your partner. Like, if it was just a friend, maybe not. But fiance, definitely. But here's the kicker. So you just go to, like, Westfield and go to Palermo upstairs.
Yes.
Get his favourite fragrance.
He loves Palermo. He absolutely loves it.
Oh, my God, it's
it.
The best place.
Yeah.
And then, if he doesn't give you anything, you just tuck it away in the cupboard and save it for next time.
Oh, my God, you're a genius, Luke.
Hold it hostage. What do you reckon if it's
$35, you're not spending lots of money. And even if you did give it to him, then it's not like you've spent $300 on a bottle of Tom Ford.
He has been kind of hinting around a certain scent and he wanted to go there. So we work next door to Westfield.
Yeah.
I should just pop in and get it. Luke, you're a genius.
Definitely.
Thanks, Luke.
I mean, that's a really good option.
He's cleared that up, yeah. He's giving you something to work with.
We've also got Jake in Port Arlington. Jake, what do you reckon about this? I love that the fellas are getting involved here.
Mm.
Well, it depends on how everything goes. If he gets you something, maybe you should return the favour.
Yeah, but Jake,
okay,
we
so
don't
I have
know.
To wait. I have to wait to see whether he does gift me something.
But then again, you could also gift him something while you're in Japan without him knowing.
Yeah,
that's so true. Maybe I can slip something into the suitcase.
Yeah, he won't know that.
What do you suggest, Jake? What would you want to get as an anniversary gift?
Well, I've been with my partner for 10 years.
Beautiful.
Congratulations.
And I don't expect much because she does a lot for me during the year.
Oh, Jake.
Holy moly. So she's a pretty bad gift giver, is she?
No, she's not a bad gift giver. It's the fact that she does a lot for me and my three children.
Yeah. Don't ruin this beautiful moment, Jack.
Sorry, I've completely lost it. No, that is beautiful.
Jack, you'll understand when you have more than one kid.
Yeah. Hey. Yes, he will, Jake.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to that, Jake. My full hat off to you and the family unit.
Okay. Well, so what I'm hearing is I definitely need to get something. And just tuck it away.
Can I ask Jake a question?
Yeah, sure.
Jake, do you reckon that a bouquet of flowers, do you reckon that that requires a gift return? Or do you reckon that's...
Great question.
Do you reckon that if Jess gets some flowers, then that's sort of the end of the saga? It's like, thank you, we said no presents, but here's some nice flowers.
You get something that you know he would like back.
Okay. All right.
Okay. He's pretty clear on that.
Yeah. I guess, well, the only thing that Akshay loves is food. So I'll just make him a nice dinner and we're reciprocated. Done. Yeah.
How did the ossobuco go, by the way?
Not great. Let's not talk about the ossobuco, okay? I didn't make the ossobuco. He did.
Yeah.
But it was very bland.
While Tim takes a break, Jack joins Jess for the drive home on K-Rock 955.
Jack, that's another week done and dusted, my friend.
It is, Jess, which means there's another weekly wrap-up song.
Oh, he's got the guitar out again. Oh, my God. This is exciting.
Yeah, I prepared another song off the great success of last week.
Mm-hmm.
I hope this is... I've encapsulated the week. Let me put it that way. I think I've encapsulated the week.
All right. Do your best.
You ready for this?
I'm excited.
All right. Elon Musk and Zuckerberg discuss the details of their death match. It's hard to know who's winning. Zuckerberg reckoned Elon was a tie kicker. Elon said that Zuckerberg was a chicken. We tried to give away 50K for the people who entered. It was just a hole in one away. But alas, nobody could get the job done on the day that teenagers still won 5K, which is more like 50 at that age anyway.
Certainly is.
Hey now, the week is over. Hey now, I'm bored already. Hey now, who's Tim I'm forgetting? Hey now, how good is Tim Spaghetti? Hey now, see you all on Sunday. He's got the face, he's got the rig, he's got the turn of phrase. Scotty Cam is everyone's favourite tradie. Turns out he's been stealing shit from work. Yeah, turns out Scotty Cam is a little shady.
He got away with it.
The mighty Matilda's got the job done against England. I wrote this verse before the game had been played. Obviously, that's not what happened, but I prefer to leave it this way, if that's okay. I guess your dog was a highlight. That lady introduced us to a jackapoo, which feels a little private. What's she been doing hiding in my bathroom? Hey now, the week is over. Hey now, I'm bored already. Hey now, who's Tim?
I don't know.
I'm forgetting. We'll see you all on Sunday.
Oh, wow, Jack. I see. I got a clap prepared for you this week.
There's four people in the room now.
That was amazing, mate.
Thank you. Did I miss anything?
No, no. It was disappointing about the Matildas, but, you know, you've nailed the week.
Goodbye.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.